We're talking about diabetes today, and I have with me the local executive director of Upstate. Is that it? Upstate New York's?
Yeah, we're the Upstate New York region. Yep.
American Diabetes Association, Jeff Collins. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.
So here we are in November, and this is American Diabetes or Diabetes Awareness Month. Is that it?
Yep, American Diabetes Month. So it's our opportunity to really get the word out there about the significant issue, the epidemic that is diabetes. So we have a lot of great things planned. Our theme for this year is actually Diabetes Hits Different, and it has a couple of meanings. One is, you know, everyone's journey is different with diabetes.
Sure.
Depending on...
Some people are born with it and some people acquire it.
Yeah.
Right?
Type 1, type 2, you know, a lot of socioeconomic differences, but also diabetes hits different because of advancements, thanks to funding and research and advocacy efforts where, you know, if you're a type 1 diabetic and you were diagnosed, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the technology that makes managing your diabetes so much easier has changed immensely.
I would hope so.
Yes. Yep. So it's a cool, really cool theme. We're excited to, you know, raise awareness, and it actually really times up with the launch of our 2023 tour campaign.
We're already talking 2023. Isn't that crazy?
Hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe. So let's talk about some of the advancements that have been made. I mean, you hear about it, the epidemic. I mean, how many people are we talking about nationwide here?
So there's 37 million Americans living with diabetes.
Is that almost like 10%?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, and it's the one thing that I always am shocked by is the number of individuals that are not diagnosed. And that's where American Diabetes Month and all the work that we do on a day-to-day basis comes in, is because there's a lot of individuals that are at risk, they're pre-diabetic or they're diabetic, and they're not going to see their primary care physician to get that diagnosis so they can start managing it.
So here's the thing. I'm totally oblivious to this, okay? But I do go to the doctor often because I had cancer. So I go often. So I don't think I have any pre-diabetes things going on. But if you didn't go to the doctor often, what would you be looking for? I mean, how could you tell that maybe there's something wrong?
Yeah. So some of the symptoms are frequent urination.
Well, I've been doing that forever. So.
Yes. And that's why it's important to go, because a lot of these symptoms
Mean I have it. Right?
Yes. And there could be other causes. So dizziness, you know, a lot of people will experience highs and lows with their blood sugar. You know, blurry vision is another symptom.
Really?
And, you know, there's a misconception that it's, you know, strictly, you know, if you're overweight. As I know a lot of individuals, actually a really good friend of mine was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he looks perfectly fit.
So, sure, sure. You know,
there is that difference also between type 1 and type 2.
Well, that's usually the thing, the type 2, right? Is the people that are heavier, right?
So type 2...
Or is that a...
So type 2, frequently there is a correlation with other health factors,
right,
including your weight, your diet, and, you know, how much exercise you have taken on. And that's really, your body doesn't know what to do with the insulin you're producing. Whereas type 1, which is something, you know, you could develop as a child less frequently as an adult, is that you know, your body is just not producing that insulin. So that's where continuous glucose monitors with insulin pumps come into play to make sure you're always getting that insulin to process the carbohydrates that you intake, which provides you with energy, helps keep your body balanced and running as it should.
Let me ask you this. So the focus of the ADA, are you guys trying to cure it, or are you just trying to make it more manageable?
All of the above.
Okay. You know,
our mission is to serve all those living with diabetes and hopefully achieve that day where there is a cure. So one of the things I love about working for the organization is, you know, we're funding a lot of great research, different approaches to developing a cure and improving management. You know, we want to make sure that until that day comes, we're doing everything we can to help those living with diabetes make sure it doesn't impact their lives.
Right.
So you can go and live live a normal life. It's just something that you're dealing with and you have to manage on a day-to-day basis, but it's not going to stop you from living life to your fullest.
Because we see all the commercials that we don't have to stick our fingers anymore and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Technology has been huge. I remember...
Just got an app on your phone?
Yes, exactly. So a lot of folks have a continuous glucose monitor, which is the app that's usually tied to an app on your phone.
Pretty soon the watches are going to do it, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm assuming so. It's hard to keep up with all the technology, but it's great. You know, if you're planning a certain meal, you can actually pre-bolus and determine how much insulin you're going to give yourself to help process that food. And it helps you avoid those highs and those lows. And that's a really big focus of our organization and really endocrinologists is what we call time and range. So it's not that you need to have your A1Cs at a specific level all the time. It's that you're keeping it in a realistic range because we know last night, Halloween, yesterday.
Yeah.
You're going to have some candy. So that's going to affect your blood glucose levels. So if you're keeping in that range, you're going to feel good. And, you know, we support that from research. You know, we have a great call center. Our advocacy efforts are amazing to help make insulin more affordable for individuals. So on all fronts, we're there to serve all those living with diabetes.
Didn't the president just did something too with insulin? Wasn't that something about all the drugs?
Right? The
prescription drugs.
Yeah.
But insulin was a huge one.
Included in the Inflation Reduction Act was a copay cap, and insulin was included in there. I believe it's for Medicare and Medicaid only. It's not for private insurance.
Okay.
But it caps the price you're going to pay. And actually, we had legislation, thanks to our advocacy efforts, enacted a couple years ago in New York State with a $30 or $35 copay for insulin because those costs are outrageous. If you're not covered, if you don't have good insurance. And we had many situations during COVID where we're getting phone calls. People are trying to make a decision between putting food on their table.
I did hear this. Yeah.
Or purchasing insulin to manage their diabetes. And that's a decision no one should ever have to make.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, is there support? I mean, can people, if they're in that rock and a hard place, can you guide them?
Yeah.
So, is that why they would call you?
Yeah. So my recommendation always is to go visit our website, diabetes.org, and that's going to lead you in a lot of different great directions. It has resources if you're newly diagnosed. We actually have a whole program for those living with type 2 that's free that if you're diagnosed, we send you a whole bunch of stuff to help guide you through that journey. It'll also bring you to our Diabetes Food Hub platform, which is fantastic. I use a lot of the recipes on there. Provides you with alternative recipes to have a diabetic friendly meal plan or lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually do your grocery shopping on there. So
really?
If you're going to make a certain dish and it might warn you one of these ingredients is probably not the best for you, here's some ideas for some alternatives or substitutes. Yeah. So there's a lot of great information on there. It's the first place I send someone. And if you think you or a loved one might be at risk for diabetes, one of the first things you'll see on our homepage is our risk test.
There you go.
Which is a 6-question test that will help provide some clarity, perhaps, and provide you with direction on next steps. Most often, call your primary care.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this, too. Some people might flip out if they get that diagnosis, right? Their doctor said, yeah, you got it. Are there support groups?
So a lot of the local health systems have support groups. I think they're just starting to come back from COVID.
Sure, right.
And one of the things that we always encourage individuals, if you have a child that's been diagnosed, is have them attend our camp.
That would be another thing. Yeah. If your kid's got,
because that is really, you know, you're 6, 7, 8 years old and you're diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, something you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. It can be an isolating situation. Right. So we're really fortunate that down in Rush, we have Camp Aspire, which is a children's camp for type 1 diabetes. And I always encourage, even if you're not sure you want to send your child or they want to go, they can come check it out for a day,
right,
and see if it's right for them. It helps you know, learning how to manage your diabetes, but also helps you connect with others living with it.
Right.
And it, this past summer, we brought camp back for the first time, and it was great to see, you know, children walking in very nervous day one, weren't sure they wanted to be there. And when their parents came to pick them up at the end
of
the week,
they didn't want
to go. Exactly. So
that's, I don't want to leave my best friend.
Yeah. So we offer that. That's one of our great things. It creates a community, and that's just part of our ADA community in upstate New York. Tour to Cure is the other big part of it.
I was just going to talk about that. Yeah. Because we're down about 5 minutes left here. So you guys are already planning Tour to Cure. That's the big bike ride. Give us the deets.
Yeah, so we just launched our campaign. You can go in and register at diabetes.org/FLX region. It takes place up at the Xerox campus. It's going to be on Saturday, June 10th. And that is where we bring all those living with diabetes, supporting those living with diabetes together to raise awareness and funds. We brought it back for the first time this year, this past summer, raised over $500,000.
Nice.
Our goal for this year is $750,000 on our way
Damn.
Back to a million. And it's just, you know, it's a great day.
It's a huge ride.
It really is.
What are the distance? There's more than one distance, right?
So we offer a 12-mile all the way up to 100 miles.
Right.
And it's
got to have the century ride. So,
yes.
For the real riders, right?
Yeah, and it's we have such a well-supported ride. So if you're just getting into cycling and you want to...
12 miles is nothing.
12 miles I always equate to as like a 5K.
Right.
You know, you can do that cold. But if you're getting into cycling, our ride is the best one to start with because it's so well-supported. We have SAG vehicles from our signature sponsor, West Her, that are circling all the routes. We have great rest stops with volunteers. So you get tons of support. It's a great atmosphere. We have a nice little gathering afterwards.
Do you head east from Webster? Is that it?
Yep.
So it's pretty flat out there, by the way.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, it's great views.
Yeah.
And it's great views. You know, you might get some headwinds, which, you know, everyone does, but you get to ride along Lake Ontario. And then depending on your distance, you're getting into Williamson and the apple orchards and everything. So it's a beautiful ride.
I told you, I used to do this in the 80s when they first started Tour de Cure, and we used to do it at Hamlin Beach, and we'd go out west. I forget how far, you know, it was like a 25-mile ride back then, I think, or a 50-mile ride. And you're riding out, and it's the wind's in your face. And you're like, at least it'll be in my back on the way back. No, it wasn't. It was in your face all the time. It didn't matter.
Yeah. But it's
but there's not the trees and stuff, the protection like you have on the east side, I'd say.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, I don't get to ride it on day of. I'm a little busy, but everyone I've talked to that, you know, they necessarily didn't train as much as they wanted to this year. They're just getting into cycling. They love it. They have such a great time.
It's a lot easier than running, if you ask me.
I would agree.
Yeah. I like that's the thing I like about cycling is you can go a lot farther at the same amount of time and see way more stuff.
Yeah. And we always encourage folks, you know, if you sign up now and once we get into the new year, we'll be offering indoor training rides. And then when the weather breaks, we offer outdoor training rides, which is a great way to see other parts our great region. So we're really
excited. There's some really pretty spots around here you have no idea.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know, you do some of these rides.
Yeah. And if you're able to handle some of the elevations, you get to see some really great parts. You know, I've taken some rides down in Keuka like down in the Mendon Ponds Park area. And there's some elevation changes.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth it. You just take your time. Enjoy it.
That's right. That's right. It's not a race.
Exactly.
It's a ride. Right. Yep. Anything else here? It is Diabetes Awareness Month. What else should we know? What else is going on?
I would just say, you know, there are 37 million Americans living with diabetes, and anything you can do to help yourself, a loved one, a colleague, is going to go a long way. There's so many issues that we're facing right now that, you know, go see your primary care, reach out to someone, reach out to us, you know, take a look at camp or tour, because we're here to support everyone, and we're really looking forward to finding that cure. And one day I'm going to be able to come back on here and say, you know, we did it.
I can't wait for that day, bro. A1C, right? That's the one we see about in all the commercials. The A1C, that's the,
yep.
Is
managing
that the number?
Your A1Cs, yep.
That is the number.
And I will not pretend to know all the ins and outs. Go see your doctor.
Right. You're in charge of raising the money and keeping people out there, right?
Exactly.
And do you need volunteers for the ride, too?
Always.
It's got to take a lot of bodies, right?
Yeah, always looking for volunteers. The sign-up for volunteering should be open now on diabetes.org/FLX region.
Jeff Collins, the local executive director of the American Diabetes Association Upstate New York, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Happy November here in Awareness Month. And we'll see you. We should come back maybe in the spring
That'd
to remind everybody to take the ride, right?
That'd be awesome. Thanks, Dino.